In today's episode, we're going to be reviewing the Necro Sword, the origin of the Necro Sword, and it's going to be an interesting episode, guys. Let's go. Interesting series. It's interesting episode today because I have Josias back on the Hard to Marvel podcast here from Comic Syndicate. What's up? Say what's up, Josiah.
What's up, Justin? How are you guys doing today?
Doing awesome, man. And dude, thank you again for just kind of like, you know, nerding it out with us. And it's kind of it's cool because we were talking earlier and I was like, you know what? Let me just have you on every episode that we do comics reviews. That's pretty much. I think that'd be stellar just to kind of do.
Anytime, I'm free, dude. I got your back, dude.
Awesome, man. But this is actually very, very interesting episode today because we're not just doing one comic. Again, if you guys have been new to the podcast, we're actually started this comic review in this season, and we haven't really done them the first two seasons because we're pretty much talking about industry and MCU stuff. But this episode, we're going to actually be talking about a certain type of object that is sprinkled throughout certain types of series that have been, you know, in the 2018, 2019, some series all the way back to 2011, 2012. So that object is the Necro Sword. That's right, the Necro Sword. And if you're not really familiar with it, we do have some things that we're going to kind of break down. But I'm excited about this because I've been in Josias's ear all day and saying, bro, let's get on this episode. I'm going crazy with all these kind of series because we just recently dropped an episode about breaking down the 6-year run of Jason Aaron. Now, again, it was just a breakdown. To actually do a justice breakdown of that would have to be like at least a couple weeks long. I don't know.
That's time, dude. That's definitely time for sure, dude. And that's why I'm like, I'm subscribing to you. I listen to you, so I'm like, dude, go more in depth on
it. I know, man. I know, man.
I feel you though, dude. But okay, let's hit it, man. Where do you want to start?
So
I guess the best way to start would be the Necro Sword, and you brought it up perfectly. Like, it started in about 2011 in Jason Aaron's run.
Yeah.
Do we want to start there first?
We can do that, but also what it's why I'm like bringing this up, why I'm inspired to do this series, because we're going to be dabbling into Jason Aaron's run, but mostly we're going to be focused on Venom and Absolute Carnage, which again, man, shout out to Cates, man. Donny Cates, man, is just killing the game, man, because
yeah,
for this month, he has the number one selling comic of Absolute Carnage. That's it.
Yeah,
that's over Hickman. That's over Hickman's House of X, man, and Powers of X. That's crazy, man. But it's a great, great series, man. And shout out to, again, Donny Cates and Ryan Stegman. They are doing their thing with this series. But again, let's kind of go back. We're going to kind of go back and turn the wheels a little bit. And the origin of the Necro Sword. Again, we were just talking right before this episode, and we can kind of say it's kind of in the origin of the symbiote in a way, because Donny Cates does connect it. The reason why I'm talking about this Necro Sword, I'm just going to give you a basis and then we're going to kind of jump it in, because the Necro Sword, you kind of see through these series that we're highlighting right now in this comic review, which is the 2018 Venom that is still current, the current series, the Absolute Carnage series, and very interesting, the Thor series, Jason's run Thor, but also I'm gonna walk on some eggshells because King Thor just released, but I have read it, but Josias hasn't read it, so I am just going to just I'm not even gonna give that much away. But if you have read the 2018 Thor Jason Aaron's run, he does tease you about the King Thor, you know, with his granddaughters, which that's basically what King Thor series is that just released with Jason Aaron. So he does give this little object that connects everybody, which is the Necro Sword. So with all that being said, let's jump into it. So the origin of the sword is first symbiote, if you would want to say that. I guess it would be very comfortable to say that, which is another name for it is All Black, which was basically manifested from the shadows of the evil deity, which we're going to be talking about, Null. Null is a very, very, very important character in all this. So what do you want to say after that, man?
You know what, yeah, great place to start. I mean, like you said, Jason Aaron has sprinkled it in, but if we're going to talk about like the origin, that would be the origin.
That would be the origin.
Right into the origin, yeah.
And I was just blown away with Kate's introduction of that, and I was like, wow, yes, thank you for this. This was a great origin story, and it debuts in the 2018 run of Venom, which again is blowing my mind, as well as we talked about in the last couple episodes about the War of the Realms and how Venom and the symbiote is all that. And this is one of the thing that I can say, because again, even though this is a comic review episode, we're just talking now. We're really just kind of going back and forth. These 2018, 2019 runs is absolutely phenomenal.
Dude, they're all knocking it out of the park.
They're all knocking it. Now, again, I haven't seen this much consistency, hear me, of
in
just
Marvel?
These. In Marvel is like, wow. I mean, you know, past couple years, we can even go back 10 to 20 years, you know, you have a good series, couple series good here, and then other ones that are just kind of like, meh. But this is like amazing. Like these writers are like hitting it.
And to go just to sprinkle in Jason Aaron again, like, you know, we're going to praise him. We're going to praise all these writers and artists because they have been doing a great job. But to have an event like War of the Realms and have it be good, and sad to a certain degree, because the way he's writing for Odin's son and all these characters, really. And then to come off of that event and for this event to just be a horror story, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a horror story, dude.
That's what it feels like. Absolute Carnage does really feel that way. And even with Venom, I mean, the whole run, I wouldn't say it feels horror, because there'll be some times in the run that it kind of kicks back out a little bit, and you can tell, you can see how they're setting it up. Now, again, the 2018 run kind of, it runs through War of the Realms and it runs through Absolute Carnage. So, but again, coming back, why Venom is very, very important to the Absolute Carnage run. And again, look out for the new issue 3 coming out this Wednesday, because we've been actually getting some crossover events with this Absolute Carnage. But issue number 3, which I've been waiting for, comes out this Wednesday, and we can also just kind of like read that and come back on in the next couple of days and do an episode and review all that kind of that. But what's very, very important for this Venom series is the introduction of the origin of the Necro Sword and Null. Because why that is, because the Necro Sword plays a very, very important role with Loki in the King Thor run. That if you kind of see that, because that when I was reading that, it was just like a light bulb went off. I was like, holy crap.
Awesome, dude. I can't wait to read it.
So if you remember, there was that I think it was issue 5 and issue 10, if I'm not mistaken, of Jason Aaron's Thor, that they kind of stopped the story and went eons forward in the future, where it was, you know, grandfather Thor, King Thor, whatever you want to say, with his grandchildren. And Loki, when you just read it, you knew it was Loki, but Loki was just kind of this earthworm that's kind of on, I'm brain farting. What was it? Come on, Justin. What was that planet? I don't know why.
Oh my gosh. It's been a
Guardians of the Galaxy. Come on. Yeah. Like the
Nowhere? No, it wasn't Nowhere.
No, it's Nowhere. No, the planet that's man,
it's
I don't know why.
Ego.
Yeah, it's Ego. Yeah, it was Ego. But Ego was just being destroyed by this substance. But again, like, amazing job by Aaron and Kate and all the other writers that are in between these series, that you see a correlation. Like issues way before in the first couple issues of Venom. But think that Jason Aaron's Thor is all the way, like, it would have to be 15, 20 issues later. And then jumping into this new series that is current in King Thor, with the Necro Sword appearing, that Loki grabs a hold of that. And he's like I forgot his actual title, but like it's like All Black Loki or Lord Loki. It's just phenomenal. So I saw that correlation, and that's why I'm kind of emphasizing this, and that's why it's very important for the reader as well as the non-reader that wants to kind of get into this, because it's very, very important to know this, because I believe this type of breadcrumbs will be ushered through the next few years
easily, dude. Yeah. And again, if we got to go back to Null, and yes, it is Necro Sword, but mm-hmm. I mean, we got to say, like, he's just this evil thing,
yeah,
that wants to destroy and wipe out everything in its darkness
and before time. Get that, guys, before time, before the Celestials came into our universe and started birthing out everything, he was just floating in space. But it was his space. It was his area. It was his home. And basically, where this Necro Sword, well, I'm jumping up. I'm jumping a little bit. But go ahead. Go ahead. I'm jumping ahead.
No, you actually jumped in perfect. Like, even for your listeners that might be fresh to what even a Celestial is, that haven't been necessarily introduced yet. I mean, people have seen them, but they don't know, oh, that's a Celestial. There are these ethereal beings, cosmic beings, for the most part.
Yeah.
And these guys are, I mean, if Galactus is huge, these guys are bigger than Galactus.
Yeah.
They're just these ethereal beings, and they're all powerful for the most part. So for this guy, this terrible creature, Null, like, why are you invading my space?
Yeah.
He infiltrates the Celestial and kills the Celestial by himself, yep, for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And from those ashes, and like literally from that death, that Celestial's death, births out All Black, or you can call it the Necro Sword. And basically breaking this event down, which is very, very important, because again, just like Josias was saying, like, if you don't know what a Celestial is, and again, you're coming into, even if you're coming into the Marvel MCU game and knowing that the Eternals are around the corner, we're finally going to be introduced to Celestials, and I'm praying that they do it right. I say that all the time, but we know they're going to do it right. But these Celestials were the birthings, like the if you would want to say this term, the grandfather of the universe. Really, all of life came through in these entities, and from that type of cosmic power to Null literally doing his thing and taking one down can show where Null is on that scale of bad mamma jammas.
Exactly, and it's just him solo, and he's the size. I mean, he looks like a tall, slender cat, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, lanky, and it's like, look, you're the size of a regular man, and you're taking down this thing. Yeah, that's the power he has. So that's put it into context very, very perfect right there.
Yeah, and just, again, the art style for Ryan Stegman, like, it's mm-hmm. just amazing, because he kind of... Because also we have to talk about, I know we're jumping it, but we're going to give some breadcrumbs here about the dragon, because it's very, very important, because if you're jumping into Absolute Carnage like I did, now again, you're totally blown away, but again, I was just telling Josias, I have a tendency of starting things backwards, and it's kind of cool in a way, but sometimes I like reading things in order, but it does give you that kind of like, it kind of intrigues you, but you're jumping into Absolute Carnage saying, what the hell is going on? Where did we get there? It's awesome what's going on, but how did we get here? And if you want to know where we got there, just even in the context of the Venomverse, you want to start in Venom, because it really, the first couple issues really gives you that background, that backdrop mm-hmm. of everything that is coming, everything that is being birthed.
Again, to any of your listeners that might be new, you can jump into Absolute Carnage cold. You kind of can, and just this story and over-branching arc of what they're trying to tell. And it does break down into why. But, like, if you guys want full background, honestly, yeah, like Justin just said, find the Venom, Donny Cates, Ryan Stegman run. That came out in 2016, I want to say?
Yeah, that sounds
about
right.
About, yeah. Yeah. And those ones are great, like, oh my goodness, this is really good. And praising everyone around is, like, Ryan Stegman's art, Donny Cates writing it came out of the park, but even the J.P. Mayer on ink and even Frank Martin on colors, like, it's amazing, like, what they're doing. And, you know, just to give background without, you know, giving too much away, spoilers, guys, any Venom, any person that has ever been in contact with the Venom symbiote before, Carnage now, Cletus Kasady coming back with the power of the Grendel. Yeah. And we'll go there. I mean, we'll spoil it a little bit. We're just going to give you context, guys.
Yeah.
And wanting to rip out your spinal cord for the Codex. And the more he collects, he becomes powerful again. This Grendel Null symbiote, which they call him Dark Carnage, actually, right?
Yeah, I think they call him Dark Carnage. And that was a very important context to get into because, again, the reason why we do these breakdowns, because these storylines are probably some of the best that movies would ever touch. Movies can never touch these because how intricate they are, and they pay attention to these details. Now, MCU does do a great job, but as Josias was saying, we are introduced into the symbiotic or the Codex, where what happens is there's a history of any time the Venom symbiote or the symbiote is intertwined with a host or what's called an other. They are that symbiote is intertwined into their DNA, which has this hidden codex, and that's where we are starting with Absolute Carnage, where that God symbiote, where Carnage is just let loose, and God symbiote, God Carnage, whatever you want to call him, there are so many names for him, is just literally let loose. And that's where you start into this horror story. You literally jump into Absolute Carnage with this horror story. And again, we're giving you context because right when they start talking and they have conversations about Codex, the reader just might be like, hold on, what the heck is going on? But again, when you're going into Venom, they're introducing the Codex. They're introducing what the setup for Absolute Carnage, even the Fall of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Project Pegasus, and Reed.
Even the city in Arizona, like everything, like, is, in a weird way, makes sense. And Venom's, or Eddie Brock's ex-lady too, like, he's worried, and he's got a younger brother that he knows is not his younger brother. Like, so much stuff I don't want to spoil. Yeah, and even before that, guys, you guys can walk into this title cold, and it's so good, and it's so dark, and I almost want to go back now just to Venom and talk about that, because
it's very hard not to cover Absolute Carnage and not talk about Venom, because there's so much. Because again, people are coming in. Again, guys, it's a number one bestseller of September in comics, over Hickman's House of X and Power of X, which just blows my mind.
Which is huge, yeah.
But there are things that are set up in Venom that you would not expect. I personally was not expecting, because again, I'm not saying I'm a huge Venom fan, but that's not my go-to comic. But again, at the end of the day, it's all about the writers and the artists. And if they have my attention, you're like, dude, where do they come from? But so it's very, very important that, you know, I think what's happening, and I don't know, because they keep on mentioning the Fall of S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't know if that's directly correlated with Secret Empire, because I know Captain America's run right now has to deal with the after effect of Secret Empire, which, again, man, I love Nick Spencer and what he did with that. Dude, that's still one of my, like, most impressed run like that, because a lot of people hate it, but I loved it. But I don't know if that directly is connected. I don't know if you know that. I don't.
That's a good question. Because during that whole time, is Maria Hill got excommunicado type of deal too. So, but she was doing some shady things with the X-Men too. So
yeah,
it was kind of weird. I think it's just, like you said, an over-encompassing thing.
Yeah.
But go back to the Venom run, and you guys are going to get a great character development from Eddie Brock.
I am a
fan of Eddie Brock, and oh my goodness, you should not like this guy. Like, no one should like him. Like, he's a jerk, dude. He's an asshole. Like, and he knows he's a screw-up, and nothing goes right for Homeboy. And I think that's why I like him, because it's like, you know what? I feel like that. I don't feel like I'm a winner all the time. You know, it's just mm-hmm. someone I can empathize with as a character. And the way he's always put in this ringer, and I know Peter Parker and the Peter Parker luck, the Parker luck. Like, I know that's a thing, and it's a funny thing in comics, because it's true. Mm-hmm. Peter Parker has terrible luck.
Yeah.
But things happen to work out for him better, and Eddie Brock is just living his life. I'm just going to do my job, and I'm going to avenge people. I'm going to help people, but I don't like the superhero business. Like,
yeah.
And you feel for Homeboy.
Yeah.
And that's why I think more people would be more inclined to see where he's coming from in Absolute Carnage by going back to those stories and what he's had to deal with. And again, he's been put through the ringer. And how can we not root for someone like the Rocky guy in a story, you know? So, yeah, go ahead, man.
You definitely, and I loved how you emphasized the character arc of Eddie Brock, because that's the thing I noticed too. Because when I started Absolute Carnage first, I was like, whoa, what's with this character? I love what this Eddie Brock is doing. And then you see back in Venom, it's just something very, very beautiful, and you said it so eloquently. It's just like you're wanting to root for this guy, but you're like, man, this guy is just, I feel sad for him. Like, because I love how they emphasized this, the scene with Reed Richards. I'm just going to put that out there in Venom, that, you know, they really emphasize, they get inside his head and saying, you don't like being alone. You know, you don't, and they kind of like focus that. So there's a lot to say. There's a lot to break down in this series. But before we go even further, we're going to take a commercial break, guys, with our sponsors right now. Stay tuned, guys.
This is Just Life at For the Villain on Twitter. I'm listening, and you guys are listening to the Hard and Marvel podcast. This is always fun chatting with you, dude.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Man, welcome back, guys. We're talking about, basically, we're not even talking about one comic, guys. We're talking about several, the Necro Sword, the correlation of that. That's what inspired this episode. So it is a comic review episode, but pretty much we're talking about the Necro Sword and pretty much how that is, how it came to be, how it's playing such a big, important role in the Thor series, the King Thor series, as well as the bad cousin, the annoying cousin in Absolute Carnage and the Venom series. So we kind of went through some of the things. If you're just kind of coming on, or if you're skipping through this this episode, we kind of talked about the origin of the Necro Sword and the origin of Null and how important that character is to the birth of the Necro Sword, as well as the birth of somewhat, I can kind of say he's the grandfather of the symbiote, because that's kind of where they came from.
That's exactly the best way to put it. Like, he's a character that was introduced by Donny Cates straight up.
Yeah.
And like you said, he's a bad dude. Like,
he is, yeah.
And the things he's doing, just literally killing people, getting their codexes out of them, is twisted. And the art style is just beautiful too, and I'm just going to toss this in, because it's really gorgeous to see something happened to Norman Osborn.
Yeah,
and we see him as Red Carnage, and we still see Cletus Cassidy Carnage. Mm-hmm. But if you guys can notice, like, the pages and panels, like, it's a body. It's a dead body that Cletus is inhabiting. Like, you see, like, sometimes it looks like Cletus' face, and sometimes you see, like, a burnt piece of his face.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so gnarly how it's just a corpse. And it's weird. It's dope. But yeah, it's dope, dude.
No, I love how they're even setting up. And again, guys, it's very important to understand how these series work and these crossover events work, because they pretty much, just like Hickman's doing with the X-Men, and I mean, we have so many X-Men runs being birthed off next month with I Can't Wait, and we have, which I don't really think people expected this to happen with this type of character in this type of Venomverse, to kind of spread the way it did, no pun intended. But with the Red Goblin coming out with its own series of that Spider-Man series, which is birthed from this Absolute Carnage series, it's just so well done, man. It's just so well done. And again, it doesn't matter. It could be Barbie comic, I don't care. If it's so well done by an artist, by a writer, you have my freaking attention. You know what I'm saying? And to see that the MCU is getting closer and closer with this gap of seeing the next Thor coming out, with having Jane Foster Thor, which still blows me away, because guys, if you are new to this podcast, new to comics, that's not that old to comics, bro.
No, not at all. She was barely introduced, what, 2012?
It barely introduced. So to see these type of series eventually coming on, and again, we can say it since we're in the vein that, and guys, just an innocent plug here, I have a show with Comic-Con Radio called Marvelholics, which we're going to be doing this Thursday. We're actually going to be talking about Venom and Spider-Man, because again, the rumor mill has it. It's so funny that Josias is back on the episode where we talk about this again, but the rumor mill has it. The rumor mill has it that we're going over again, or going around again, where Sony and Marvel are talking again and trying to make a deal where Venom will be shared into the MCU. Oh my God, if Marvel gets a Spider-Man and Venom,
they can do it right.
They can do it right.
Because
if I can be honest with you, when I read Venom in Absolute Carnage, that kind of gets me. Every time I read something, I go, oh, I want to watch the movie. But then I get upset, because I'll go to a movie. I'll read an X-Men comic, you're like, oh, there's nothing to go to. I mean, I can just watch, keep on watching Days of Future Past. You know, I can keep on watching that and get solidified, but it's just, yeah.
Yeah, I feel your pain, man. Let me just toss out one thing, because if you guys are not Eddie Brock fans, I'm a fan of the villain. My Twitter handle is @for the villain. I love villains. I love tragic stories.
Mm, yes.
And we got this from, I want to say, maybe issue number 5 or 6 from the Venom run. And he was a screw-up kid, yes.
Yeah.
But his dad was bad to him. And his dad used to beat him, and his dad came from money. And Eddie Brock was honestly a teenage, 18, and he had this accident on the road, and something happened to this kid he hit, and his dad kind of wanted to just brush it all away and like, don't worry, I have money, we're good, I can get rid of this. And Eddie Brock as a character, you get this character from Eddie Brock that has not been played before, where he's like, Dad, no, I did something really bad. I need to own this. Yeah. Like, it's eating my conscience. Like, and that's beautiful, dude.
Yeah, man.
So things like that, like in this run, definitely find it, guys. This is dope. It's worth checking out the art. If you guys like art, it's one of those good ones, and the writing's amazing across the board.
It's a very intense scene. It was a very early on issue. I would have to say, because if you guys are starting Absolute Carnage already, you are introduced into a character, Dylan. I'm just going to say his name. I'm not going to say who he is. But then you are actually introduced to him the very first time in issue number 7 of Venom. But then you have this relationship. But again, has there been a past Venom series that have been great? Yes. But I believe I can say this confidently, that these new runs are coming back into the foundation of Marvel, where they've, with Stan Lee and all these godfathers or grandfathers of the Marvel fandom, getting back to the character development and bringing real life people into it, and that's because that you associate, you connect with these characters. And I've never seen, it's like I want to hear more of Eddie Brock than I do Venom. But then when Venom appears in, you know, the issues, you're like, oh yeah, okay, great, yeah, he's cool too, because they do such a great job with developing his arc throughout this series and into Absolute Carnage.
I'm even gonna piggyback that the way where even they're giving the symbiote itself its own voice and its own character. Like, it's not just, you know, it's more now. It is a character, and you feel the pain it feels. And you've been my host for so long, but yet I need you, and I'm attached to you, and I love you. Like, it's a bromance.
Yeah,
it really is.
It is very you know, romantic in that way, and being that there's a few scenes that I do want to talk about before we end here, and I'm kind of do it very, very quickly. That we are introduced to a type of symbiote that is Venom that we've never been really introduced before. Really, Donny Cates kind of takes us very, very deep into the interworkings of the symbiote. And there is this one scene where there is a dragon, I'm just going to say it like that, that is connected to the source, the God source of Null, that once the symbiote Venom connects himself, he is introduced into new, how you want to say, gifts through Eddie Brock. And
new abilities,
I was how they even introduced to it, because Eddie Brock is kind of like us as a reader, because Eddie Brock was kind of like, oh, you can do that. So there's a lot of new abilities being connected to it, and he told
Spider-Man that, dude. He's like, oh, dude, I'm out of webbing. Like, he's like, don't worry, we got this. And he's like, you can do that since when? Yeah, it's funny. And it's funny, though, like, the way it's written, it's proper. Issue number one, like, it's so beautiful because Eddie Brock, look at all those scenes. Like, legit, look at all those scenes when you see Eddie Brock. It's dark, it's raining. And then when you finally see Peter Parker, like, there's a ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
And you see the night and day between these characters is gorgeous, dude.
Yeah. And the whole series of Venom is kind of like a up and down roller coaster of Eddie losing the symbiote, coming back, losing the symbiote. And I love how they're using the symbiote. I love their position, their agenda of how they use the symbiote, because it really, there's this one scene where there's really no escaping this spoiler alert, but it is kind of a spoiler and it's kind of not, but it's something that has to be said. So I'm going to say it now, spoiler alert in the Venom series, that Flash Thompson dies, but his symbiote being introduced to the Codex, there's still his, I don't want to say soul, but his essence and his memories is in there. So there's this one time where his Eddie Brock's symbiote Venom is kind of somewhat muted, like dead in a way, and he has this vial of Flash Thompson's Venom Codex, smashes it.
Agent Venom.
Yeah. Just and that's kind of one of my favorite suits, by the way. But And he just goes total ham on these soldiers and escapes the place where he's at. I'm just gonna say that. And I love how they're using the symbiote, man. That's so dope.
I agree, and even on that, like, this is not spoilers, and you said that much. I love how Eddie Brock, his inner monologue the whole time is like, I used to think he was a pansy, I used to think he was a pushover, and now I realize Flash Thompson was a badass.
Yeah,
like,
dude,
this is what he was able to do with his version of this symbiote. Yeah, dude, it's gorgeous, dude.
And just the introduction to not the Reed Richards that we know, because every time they introduce this type of Reed Richards, the maker, he's always saying the same thing, but his... Man, it's like even the maker, his position in all these very key stories in the past
kind of weird,
3 years.
He's circled around.
Yeah, he's kind of, he reminds me of that weird KFC looking guy from The Matrix. I don't know. I'm just saying that. But but guys, we're gonna kind of end here. We said enough to kind of get you guys going, and I know I did.
Get amped for it, guys. Find it. Talk to Justin. Pull him on the side. Like, where can I find these? Find them, dude. They're great.
Find them. Guys, it's in your local comic book store, digital comics. You have to get into the Venom series. You have to get in the Absolute Carnage series. Get into it now before it gets crazy. You don't want to be a person that's kind of like jumping on the last bandwagon there and just kind of like, oh man, you have so much to read, because even with the Thor series, I have so many people that are just jumping on. Bruh, I was like, you got years worth of material to read, guys.
Yeah,
so,
man, it's all gorgeous, dude. It's all gorgeous. That Jason Aaron run, like, I wasn't the hugest Thor fan, but once I read God Butcher, I was
the same. I was literally the exact same way, because I was not really a go-to Thor person. But again, like I said, these writers, these past few years, they've been killing it in a way where you're like, it makes you want to read those characters. But guys, hopefully we'll get Josiah back on and we can do a real good breakdown, even if it takes us a couple of weeks to break down the whole Thor arc, because it is absolutely freaking bonkers, guys. 6 years commitment. And guys, that 6 years is consistent. Every single year he kills it. So,
we're gonna have fun with that one.
Yeah, dude. Because at the end, the last 2 years of that run is absolutely bonkers. And War of the Realms is just that period to that sentence, man. It is just an amazing thing. So, guys, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say that whole Jason Aaron though, like, even introducing the mighty Thor Jane Foster, like, it's part of that. And oh my gosh, it's beautiful. Mm. It's sad. It's so jacked up, and it's great writing.
Even Jane Foster's arc from the Mighty Thor going into War of the Realms, and that setup going into the Valkyrie series. Guys, you're not ready. You're not ready. But guys, Josiah, do all your plugins. Where can they find you? All that kind of good stuff.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it, man. I'm at For the Villain on Twitter. I'm at comic_syndicate on Instagram. I can be found the Comic Syndicate Podcast. I can Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. I appreciate that, dude.
Yeah, man. And guys, if you are new to Hard in Marvel, I was about to say Hard in the Paint. I used to be Hard in the Paint. I'm Hard in Marvel now. Guys, we're recording this very late. Josiah is in LA. I'm in Atlanta. So we're recording this very late. But guys, if you are new to the podcast, please hit subscribe. You can find us on Twitter at Hard, HARDN, the letter N, Marvel, Hard and Marvel. Hit us up, feedback, whatever you want us to cover, where you can find these comics, all these kind of good things. Just hit us up. Make sure you go to Josiah's podcast, Comic Syndicate. Hit him up. That's pretty much it. Guys, thank you for just hanging out, nerding with us. And hopefully, again, this was a very good comic review. Hope Josiah gives us a thumbs up on this one. But be on the lookout for Absolute Carnage number 3 coming out this Wednesday, and more reviews to come. Peace out, guys. Stay awesome and stay blessed.